Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 5th edition of Filming Italy Sardinia Festival. I'm in company of Cuba Gooding Jr.
Since Jerry Maguire is one of my films of my life, and wow, I love Cameron Crowe,
yes,
would you do me the honor, or maybe I'm building some anecdotes of, you know, one of your best memories of that film shoot?
I mean, where do I begin? From the very first day I walked on that set, from the very first time I read that script, from the very first time we did a read-through, Tom Cruise and I, and the words that Cameron Crowe wrote came to life in such a visceral way, to know that, you know, they say casting is 99% of directing, to know that everyone that was in that role was built for those roles, you know, from Regina King all the way down, Tom Cruise to Renee Zellweger, you know, even the little boy in the bathtub, to my son, the little kid that played my son. I'll never forget when we were doing that scene in the bathtub, and Cameron's like, put the bubbles on his head, you know, and I'm yelling all of these things, put Jerry Maguire on the phone, you know, all the little stuff. And I think it was one of those sets where everybody was just so focused on the moments. You know, Cameron would say, here's what Rod Tidwell's feeling right now. And you know, he'd say to Tom, you know, this is your only client. You have to get him in that limo. You have to get him to understand. You know, I'm standing butt naked in the locker room with all the other extras, and we're all naked, and Tom Cruise is going, help me, help you. And we're all just standing there. I'm like, it's surreal, but we're so in the moment. We don't, nothing matters to us, you know? It's truly one of those films where you know you're in a piece of history. You know you're in a moment in time where everybody's living their best life. They're creating something that hopefully will be remembered for a very long time.
In the recent years, principal awards like Golden Globes, Oscars, have been at least asked directly or indirectly to be more
inclusive.
Do you think that something is really changing? I mean, is it something that is really happening, or is happening because it's a fake change?
Well, yeah, listen, we are all going through, as a world society, going through social change and upheaval. You know, 2 years of the pandemic had us all locked away and isolated. And I think that we are now going through a healing process. And I think it's more like a pendulum. It's swung this way for so long that now that it's swinging back, it could be swinging too far the other way. And at some point, it has to settle in the middle. So is there change? 100% every day. Is it positive change? Not all of it. Is it negative change? Not all of it. But I do believe that there is change. And I do believe that diversity has reared its head. I see, you know, and I think in addition to that, there's so many different ancillary markets that have given us opportunities to explore change in ways we never dreamed of 3 years ago, you know? So I think, 100% there's change.
And I would like to thank Cuba Gooding Jr. at 5th edition of Filming Italy Sardinia Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.